In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Now we go out to the River Islands guest line. Excited to have this conversation. OTA is underway. Kyle Shanahan spoke today. Some interesting stuff in there for sure. And brand new to the 49er beat, he's been doing Raiders stuff for years, and he's with The Athletic, is Vic Tafer. Vic, great to have you on, man. How you doing?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing fantastic and excited to chat this out with you. What's your reaction to the news about Ricky Pearsall and the hamstring injury?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't think it's overly concerning because he should be back by training camp. But clearly a guy you're counting on, I think, a step up. It's a huge opening, but yeah, I think it was a little bit of a surprise, but again, it seems like it'll be fine by training camp, so no reason to go too crazy about it.
What is going to be accomplished between now and training camp when he can return? In other words, Vic, what are some of the things that they're going to miss out on not having him out there?
He's getting in sync, kind of getting guys on the same page, but I do think it worked out well for him because he worked out with Purdy in the offseason. They were throwing together, I think, in Florida and also in Arizona, so it had some time. You know, on task, those two guys. That's definitely the biggest thing is chemistry, getting guys, you know, the same page as routes and timing and where you like the ball, where he wants the ball, vice versa. So that stuff will come in time, but clearly you missed out on extra reps you could have gotten between now and then.
Vic, I'm seeing a lot of talk from you and Matt Barrows and Matt Maiocco about vibes, and everybody's talking about immaculate vibes. Give us a sense of what it feels like there, especially because there's no contract drama this offseason.
Well, I will say I think every team in the league has good vibes. Every team right now thinks they're going to be, you know, on the right track and definitely going to make the playoffs. Everything will become true. All the dreams will come true. But you have to. You can't not go into OTAs not thinking that. Otherwise, you'll be in for a miserable time. So I think with the Niners especially, they feel like the last year there was a lot of drama with the holdouts. They got those guys. You know, the core's back. They got like the 7-8 guys who are the core for the next couple of years. So they feel like at that, a young, nice mix of young guys, their first 5 picks are defensive players who might be starters this year. So they like their draft, easy schedule, so more time off this past season because they went into playoffs so that their body could rest a little bit. So everything's looking good. Everyone's excited about where things are right now.
What do you think is going to be more impactful, Vic? And I'm asking you to kind of project it out, but you mentioned the 5 drafted defensive rookies. Will they have a bigger impact or just the fact that Robert Saleh is back calling the D?
Well, ideally, it's a combination, right? Ideally, Saleh picked these guys out because they remind them of guys he had in the past. The Niners are actually good on defense, so he thinks they can step in right away and make a contribution. So it looks like, you know, the picks all look like they're good picks. You know, look at the film, you have to call coaches and scouts, and all things look, these guys will make a good fit. So I think we'll see how it goes in the training camp. Early impressions are good. Early impressions, they got something good here, and Saleh definitely is the right guy to bring the most out of them.
Vic Tafer, The Athletic, covering the Niners. OTAs are underway. Does this team need to sign another wide receiver?
I think so. I think Gabe Davis was in for a workout, I think, a couple weeks ago, and he's still a possibility. But now, especially with Pearsall out, you need a guy just in case. So I think there's guys in the market who could definitely help you out. And not big-time guys, but guys who have been around and know you need to make plays. I think you could probably also sign an offensive lineman, maybe, you know, to help out with that little depth chart. But they have money, plenty of cap space. They can make some moves if they want to.
The way you answered that suggests to me that Amari Cooper is too big of a name. Is that correct?
I don't know. I covered Coop, so I know Coop pretty well. I was surprised by how little of a factor he was last year in Buffalo. So I'm not sure where Coop is at right now. I would think guy like Gabe Davis might be more be a better fit, but you never know. I don't know where Amari's headspace is right now, what he wants to do as far as the role he's willing to take on.
What are your thoughts on DeMarcus Robinson and his ability to come in and fit in, assuming that he doesn't have to miss more than three games potentially for the DUI suspension?
Yeah, he's a real solid veteran guy. I think he definitely can come in and help you out. You mentioned the suspension possibility, which kind of looms over this team a little bit, but you saw him in practice. The guy's a pro's pro. He makes the plays you want him to make. He knows the offense. He was good with L.A. So I think he's a nice piece, a guy you can count on if you need to when the things arise where you need another guy to step up.
Vic, Kyle Shanahan said that Christian McCaffrey is as healthy as he can be, and then I love the quote that you got from George Kittle about Christian. What's your thought right now on his health status and what we can expect this year?
I mean, there's no pads. There's guys running around today, like in the park, and he looked really good. I mean, like, he's like fast. He's like, you know, committed. He definitely's fired up. So I think everything looks to be on schedule for him having a bounce back year. I think he's excited about it. He's excited about it. So I think, you know, I'm sure it'll be a high pick in fantasy football this year. So we'll see how it all works out.
What's the overall depth of the running back room look like, in your opinion? Because, you know, McCaffrey is getting older. I think he'll be 30 this year. And so you lose Jordan Mason. Do they have legitimate guys behind him who can carry the load if CMC happens to miss?
I think so. I think I'm not great on pronunciation. I'm still getting this roster down. But is it Garendo? Is that what you said?
Yep.
He's a big kid, man. Looks like he, again, looked good today. And a guy who showed he can make some plays last year. I think he's one of the young guys I can turn to. Ideally, McCaffrey's the guy. So we're not going to hedge them and say, and jinx them and say he's not going to be back. And again, you don't need him back to where he was a couple of years ago. You don't need like the superstar McCaffrey, but if he's back at 80%, you know, catching the ball and running the ball well, I think you're in good shape.
Just a personal one, Vic. What's that like for you, having been with the Raiders for, I'm guessing, 20 years? I can't even remember the exact number, but then now you go to a new team. How much catch up are you having to do?
It's kind of cool, man. It's been 15 years, and it's kind of like that. What's that TV show? Oh, the old rookie cop, the guy who's that's me. I'm the rookie old guy, kind of getting a new sort of swing of things, kind of learning my bearings. It's been kind of cool, kind of refreshing, nice change, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and I know it's only been a few days, Vic, but you can already tell the Niners organization's way better than the Raiders, right?
I'm not going to say that, but I will. I think I was on with my good friend Greg Papa recently. We're talking about how there's less clownish activity on this team, seems like. So I'll say that. There's not much as of right now, it seems like it's not much of a circus with this team.
Okay, that is kind of interesting. I mean, obviously, I was joking to a degree. But you do see sort of like a conceptual difference with the way the two organizations approach things?
Well, I mean, in fairness, the Raiders haven't won for like, you know, 20 years. So I think you're kind of getting in the way at times. They're trying to find the right mix where these guys have actually won pretty recently. So they're just trying to get back to where they were 2 years ago. I think you see a lot of the same players are in place. A lot of coaches are in place. So they know how to do it. They're trying to get back to where they were, where the Raiders have obviously been trying to figure out a solution for a long time. And now they're turning with Tom Brady and Pete Carroll. And that may work. But again, they're more kind of a desperate mode of like, you know, the last couple decades where the 49ers are not.
What is a fair expectation for this team, Vic? Because there's so many new players, yet you got a highly paid quarterback now, and the schedule is full of teams not expected to do that well. When you look at what they have, what do you think is fair to expect out of the Niners?
I think they're going to be back in the playoffs. I think you mentioned the schedule. I think that's a big deal. It's not really a tough schedule. Also, not in terms of just the teams they're playing, but also the way that it's set up. There's a nice back stretch. There's not too hard of a leading up stretch the first month. So I think they're in a good spot. I mean, you're assuming these defensive guys step up, the rookies can step up and contribute. But you mentioned Purdy. I think Purdy, to me, is an established guy. I think he's a top 12, top 10 guy. But clearly a guy who I think is still – you're paying him for his four, and he still can get better. I think that's what people are forgetting about his projections. So he definitely is going to be better and better as we're going the next few years. I think that's exciting for 49ers fans.
Vic, you mentioned Purdy. And again, I know we're just getting started, but I wonder if you notice anything different in terms of the way his presence kind of lands now because he's established, because the contract is in the rearview mirror?
Well, I've heard that he'd always had a kind of an underplayed swagger to him. Like, he always had a confidence, which you clearly have to have if you're the last pick in the draft and, you know, making the team and becoming the starting quarterback and kind of never blinking. But George Kittle today mentioned how even in practice now, like, there's a sequence there that Jennings ran the wrong route. It didn't quite right the way he wanted to run it. And Purdy held up the guy. He said, "Hey, man, don't F him do that." And he kind of called him out there. And or in the past, I guess that wouldn't have happened. So I think he's been more overstated with his leadership, more overstated with what he wants and his demands. So I think that's a good sign.
I know it's not camp yet, and the battles have not begun, but are there any positional situations that you're going to be intrigued by outside of the kicker, which, you know, is going to draw a lot of headlines because of the third-round kid who now has some pressure? But is there another spot out there that you're keeping a keen Vic Tafer eye on?
Like the old Lions kid. I mean, old Lions kind of an area where I know the Niners don't really treat that highly. It's not super important, but still, to me, it's most of the guys are not really sure what they can do. So I'm watching their line. They may have to bring a guy in there. I think the secondary definitely is wide open. I think the Marcus Siegel's a rookie if they drafted. We might sneak in a safety starting spot at some point. So I think a lot of openings in both those spots. And you mentioned receiver. Like, there's definitely some need there for a receiver step up at some point.
Vic, let's go back to McCaffrey for a second. I wonder if you've got some insight on, even though he looks very, very healthy and George Kittle says he's still very, very, very good at football and all of those things, do you think they manage the workload a little bit differently this year?
That's a good question. I think they might do that in terms of training camp and maybe leading up this season, because I mentioned Shanahan said they're going to kind of protect him from himself. He wants to push it as much as he can. He wants to show he's the guy he was, and you want to hold him back a little bit. But I'm not sure once we get to September if that's going to be the case. Where I think he's turned loose, and clearly not going to run the guy 30 times a game, and he has some depth now. But I think let him be who he is and take advantage of it while you can.
Who's playing safety, Vic? Because Jair Brown's going to be out till camp, and I know Hufanga's gone, and Mustafa with the torn ACL that kind of surfaced after the fact. Who do you look at as a guy who can, or two guys rather, who can be back there playing safety?
Yeah, the only guy I really know that much about is Siegel, the rookie, who is hurt right now. He'll be back by training camp. He's the guy I thought would step up, but again, I'm not too familiar with the depth chart. He kind of, it gets to the safeties and the guards. I got to be careful because I'm still learning the roster, but I think Siegel will be back by training camp. He's a guy I'd watch for to make an impact.
Hey, Vic, great to have you on, and welcome to the beat. I know we'll be doing it again. Thank you so much for doing this today.
All right, guys, take care.
Okay, Vic Tafer, The Athletic, stolen from the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. Or another way to put it is he had an opportunity to go to a better organization and maybe be back in California instead of life in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. Housing's a little cheaper out there, but I love what he said. He's like, yeah, there's a lot less clown activity here.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about what he has seen in his time on the beat. And I said 20, and it turned out it was 15 years. And that encompasses a lot of, quote-unquote, clown activity. The first one that popped in my mind was Antonio Brown when he got freezer burn and when he was a Raider for that brief.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot of clown activity that was around that.
You're right, there was. Yeah. Well, the whole thing.
Moving to Vegas.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just different. And I don't necessarily think that this is what the Raiders are going for. I don't think this is what Pete Carroll this year is going for. But the history of your organization or your family or whatever will always have an imprint. And this is who the Raiders are. This is who they were for years. You know, they wanted to build characters out of their players. They even built characters in the stands. This is just who they are. And so there's kind of just a different vibe and a different bar that's set for everything that you do.
Yeah. And I don't know if they necessarily built characters in the 70s. They just had characters.
That too.
You know, Stabler and
but they leaned into
Matuzak.
It. Like, they didn't, you know what I mean? A lot of guys,
Lyle Alzado,
a lot of teams would kind of try to brush stuff under the rug. The Raiders just put it right out there for everybody and said, no, this is BU.
You know, even beyond that, like, because that was the 70s and things were different then, but I was thinking about Gruden and the whole Chucky with the one-eyed sneer.
Yep.
And, you know, even the late great owner himself, Al Davis, who was a Maverick, he just out there in the track suit all the time, and he had a personality that was larger than life. John Madden, of course, in the early days. But that's all fun and entertaining when you are, I don't know, winning. But when you're not, then it becomes a little bit of clown activity.
And that's when, yeah, the word changes into from characters into clowns. Absolutely. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Lots going on at Niners camp today. We actually want to reboot a little bit of what Kyle Shanahan had to say so you can hear that. And then enter a little something else into the conversation as well. First and foremost, here's what he said about the Ricky Pearsall injury.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for a mini camp or out?
I know he could be, but when you get by the time you get to mini camp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there, but he should be healthy by then.
Okay, so this is not a concern, but this is what I said about it earlier, and I think what Vic Tafer just said only adds to it. 49ers did work out Gabe Davis a couple of weeks ago. If I'm the Niners, I definitely go sign another receiver, and it's for no good reason other than to say, you know what, this injury just takes your mind to a certain spot. There's no reason to think Ricky won't be ready to go here in 3 weeks, and there is not a game in 3 weeks. So everything's fine. But when you first hear that Ricky's injured, I have to admit, I went, oh, Schmidt.
Yeah. Again.
Which means that the wide receiver room is not ready, I believe, for an injury. And they need to be. Like, this is a football team. You have to be ready for an injury at every position. And so this whole day, it's just an alarm that went off, really related to the 49ers' depth or lack thereof.
And also, for me, it's the Niners' ability to connect. And, you know, Purdy and Pearsall have worked out together in the offseason, and that's good. But these OTAs are an opportunity for that to continue to happen. And now it's not going to happen because Pearsall has got the tweaked hammy. So does it benefit other receivers who are going to get more reps? Absolutely. But the key, and you've been saying it all week, how excited you are for Purdy to Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall, man.
And now that's not happening this week. And we don't know how severe it is. It seems like he'll be back for regular camp. And, you know, OTAs, which is what they have going on now, it's voluntary. Mini camps are mandatory, but that's only 2 days. And so Kyle said, yeah, you know, having him back for the last 2 days of school doesn't really make any sense. So I wouldn't expect that.
You know, it's funny. Someone reached out to me on Twitter earlier today and said, what exactly has Pearsall done that makes you think he's the WR1 over Jennings? Didn't bring up Ayuk. He brought up Juwan Jennings. And here's how I'd answer that. First and foremost, I think there's a skill set that leans into it a little bit more. Juwan Jennings was the number one receiver for the 49ers last year out of necessity. Brandon Ayuk's body exploded. Ricky Pearsall had the totally unfortunate situation in camp, which set his year back. And Deebo Samuel played poorly, and Juwan stepped up, which is awesome. Like, good on Juwan. I am a huge Juwan Jennings fan, but that's not the guy that you want to plan to be your one. Ricky Pearsall is a first-round draft pick. That means that they have very big plans for him. They have all along. And I also believe that what I saw at the end of the year lends itself to Ricky and Brock Purdy really making some music together. I think this is a really, really good player, and I think if he's blessed with health for the year, he's going to break out. There's nothing against Juwan Jennings. I don't think the 49ers want Jennings to be their one. That's kind of not... That's not who he is. That's not the way he's built. That's not his skill set.
Yeah, I'll say it this way. George Kittle is their one, and Christian McCaffrey is probably there too. And then you get into the wide receivers. And if it's, you know, Pearsall, great. If it then becomes Jennings until Ayuk comes back, then it's Ayuk. But if you look at the distribution of footballs 2 years ago when they all were healthy, McCaffrey got a ton, and you know, Ayuk got a bunch, and Kittle did too, and Deebo. I don't think that the Niner offense is built to have a one like Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase and some of these other teams. I do think you throw it more, and you have guys who you really, really want to have be that guy.
Maybe not, but Brandon Ayuk put up over 1,300 yards that year. That's a big number. That's a really, really nice number. I know what you mean about target share and whatnot.
Yeah.
But who's going to be downfield? Who's going to be making the big plays? I'll bet anybody right now, if they want to put up yardage totals for Niner receivers this year, I'll bet you Pearsall has the most yards. 100%.
Yeah. Last year it was George Kittle.
George Kittle, sure.
Ahead of Juwan Jennings, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had one catch separating them. Kittle had 78, Juwan had 77. They played the same number of games, and George was able to get a yard and a half more per catch. It's because of the nature of some of the routes he runs. Hey, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle and all the rest of it. Shout out Lo Neal. So I think that, for me anyway, when you look at target share and yardage share, in Kyle Shanahan's dream, it would probably be four guys with 1,000.
Yeah, no, I'm with you completely, but it also, this is based on downfield presence. Like George Kittle and Juwan Jennings are big dudes. They're big dudes who, yes, they can get downfield, but these are more people who kind of operate between 5 to 20 yards from the line of scrimmage. Ricky Pearsall can push that further. We saw it at the end of last year. We definitely saw it in that Monday night game against Detroit. Ricky is someone who can get downfield and really be a playmaker with his legs. He's faster than these other guys that we're talking about. That's all I'm saying. I think that he can step in to a role like what Ayuk did a couple of years ago. And again, this is all based on health. It's just my projection. But I could absolutely see Ricky Pearsall getting 1,000 yards this year. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be healthy. And if you play 17 games, you only need like 60 yards a game to get there. So it's really, I think the 1,000 yards in this day and age is more about the durability of a player and also how many catches you get. I'm looking at 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, catches were 60, 65, 67, and 75.
Yep.
Touchdowns among those four, 6, 7, 7, and 7. So
beautiful.
Yardage was different. You mentioned Ayuk, 1,342. Kittle had 1,020. Debo had almost 900 plus a bunch rushing. And McCaffrey had 564, and he led the league in rushing. So I think about Kyle Shanahan looking at this year as the year where he's like, yeah, that's what I'm into right there.
Well, always, always. And by the way, that speaks very, very well of an offense if you can spread it around like that. I mean, even go back to when the Niners were amazing in the 80s or whatever, and sure, Jerry Rice was that dude, right? He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. It's still an offense that spread the ball around. It always was. It always was an offense where there were other people, whether it be John Taylor, Roger Craig, whatever, Brent Jones, Tom Rathman. Hell, they'd throw the ball to the fullback. They spread the ball around. I want that. I don't think that any 49ers ever going north of 1,500 yards. That's just not who they are. But I am a very, very big fan of Pearsall, and I think he pushes it down the field more than anybody else. And if he's healthy, I think he's going to have a big year. That's just kind of how I see it, and I think this is going to be a hard year for Ayuk. I think he can have a goal of having the second half of the year sort of look like himself, but this is going to be a year of some missed games and then some period of time of getting back to being you.
Yep.
And I don't know how much time is even going to be left over with the season once he actually feels like he's back to himself.
It'll be interesting once we get into camp July 25th. Does he open camp on the PUP list, physically unable to perform? I would guess 95% yes in camp. Then the season starts. Does he start the season on that same list? If he does, that's a four-game miss. And then you get to week five and you hope that he's trending in the right direction. Your thing about Pearsall and 1,000 yards, just looking at last year, 24 receivers, actually 24 people, 21 receivers, 3 tight ends, got to 1,000 yards.
Okay.
That's pretty elite company.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's,
oh, yeah.
It's not easy to do.
No, but they have a good quarterback. They have a good offense. They do not have a bunch of other, like, I think a lot of people are forgetting Debo Samuel's gone. Do you know how many balls that is?
Not that many last year.
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Like in terms of relax, Lucas, grow up. Crying out loud. Dude, it's a lot of balls. That's a lot of game plan right there. Yes, cut it. It's fine. That's a big part of the game plan. And I know McCaffrey will be back. But honestly, right now, you tell me, first five games of the year, Brock Purdy drops back. What do you see? What are you looking at? What are you looking for? I know it's going to get spread around, but in the past game, I know that, you know, Christian McCaffrey catches a lot of passes. Sure, but that's out of the backfield. Those are checkdowns and you know, third down plays and things like that. But this offense, I believe, when it's right, when it's healthy, is a pretty good offense. And Juwan Jennings went for almost 1,000 yards. And how did, if I had said that prior to last year, because a bunch of you people on the text line are laughing at me for my prediction. If I had said that about Juwan Jennings at the beginning of the year, what would you have said? Yeah, you would have laughed at it.
975.
975.
He would have gotten there if he didn't get kicked out.
Exactly. You sound like the end of a Scooby-Doo episode.
Totally. If it wasn't for those meddling refs.
But anyway, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's the dude this year. Brandon Ayuk is not going to be there to begin the year. And Juwan Jennings is probably going to go back more to his role of third down and supportive. And yes, a big part of the offense, but your downfield playmaker is Ricky Pearsall. That's your guy. He's a first round draft pick.
Right, but team that doesn't go down the field that often.
Okay, prior to last year, you had wide receivers in consecutive years go way over 1,000. Brandon's done it twice in his career. Debo Samuel went for 1,300 the year before that. Like, they have a 1,000-yard receiver every year. And George Kittle sometimes does it right, like,
yeah, he did it back-to-back.
Alongside the wide receiver. There's plenty of yards to go around.
Depending on how the year goes. And last year, even when you were trailing a bunch of games, you still only threw it the 22nd most in football as a team.
Yep, I get it.
So 533 total targets, total passes. Actually, that's the passes. The targets are a little lower because there was obviously some spikes or some throws. Yeah. Brock didn't throw it to anybody, but you had Jennings, 113, Kittle, 94, Debo, 81.
Right.
So those targets, he had 81 targets and only 51 catches.
He had a bad year.
Yeah.
He had a bad year, but
his catch percentage was really low. Brandon Ayuk's was 53%.
Look,
how
many games did Brock Purdy miss?
Brock Purdy missed two, I believe. Okay. The last one, they sat him, and then he missed one in the middle.
And he got knocked out of the one against Detroit at the end, right? I think at the end. And
okay.
That's when he got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt, and then that's when Dobbs, I think, finished the last game of the year. So
yeah.
You're talking about a quarterback misses kind of two-plus games, okay? Brandon Ayuk, your number one receiver, essentially it's a lost year. Debo Samuel has just a completely horrible year. Things are off. McCaffrey is out. Like, this was a bad year for the 49ers. And your tight end still went over 1,000 yards. And Juwan Jennings, who was WR3, third in Juwan, essentially went for 1,000 yards. This is not a crazy take that I'm giving you.
I don't think it's crazy, but I would bet against it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine because injury comes into play and he's been an oft-injured guy. But if he gets 17 games this year, I believe he's the number one receiver on the team, and the number one receiver on the Niners is getting 1,000 yards. Like, I can promise you that. Someone is going for 1,000 yards this year.
Again?
Possibly two.
I would say it depends on how the year goes. And I'm looking at the year when they went to the Super Bowl, and Purdy played 16 of the 17, and he only threw it 444 times because they had the lead. And, well, I like to run the ball and stuff, yeah. And that's what I do and stuff. And so if the Niners are
possibly
good, and we think that they will be, if they're leading games against bad teams, which they will be, they're not going to throw it as much.
Well,
and they threw it about 20% more last year because they were trailing all the time.
I don't think the Niners are going to be very good, and part of that is their schedule. I do not believe they're going to be that dominant. That team was dominant. Dominant.
They were good, yeah.
They were Super Bowl team.
Yep.
So, I don't foresee that this year. So I know it's fun to look at it and be like, well, Jags and Colts and all these teams. Yeah, you're still gonna, the Niners are gonna have to play. I don't think they're gonna come in and just steamroll people 31-10 on a week in and week out basis, no matter who the opponent is. So I hear what you're saying, but I'm a big believer in the characters who are on this offense. I'm a big believer in Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy and obviously George Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall. And I think that they're going to put up really good numbers. I really do.
Yeah, I think that George Kittle has a track record. He is proven back-to-back years over 1,000. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Juwan Jennings, I think, has earned the right to get the ball thrown his way. He had 113 targets last year, and it's because they had to throw it. And also, there was nobody else out there.
Yep.
You know, you had the occasional Chris Conley. You remember him? I don't even want to say this name, but I'm going to. Ronnie Bell.
Oh.
There. I said it.
I was having a good day, too.
Six targets. Two catches.
Should have been five.
Trent Taylor had a target. My point is, with Juwan Jennings, he got all that because he was available, and sure, he was about all they had.
Sure, sure.
My biggest concern with Ricky Pearsall is him being able to play more than 12 games.
Health, of course.
He's,
and that's
he's
fair.
Had two camps, and he's been injured in both.
Well, one of them he was shot.
That no, I'm not counting that. I'm counting the shoulder.
You're talking about the
and the hamstring.
Well, that's OTAs.
Okay.
That's OTAs.
I'm just saying he, and put aside the fact that he got shot because that no one can control, but he's come into two off seasons and he's been injured. So to think that he's going to play 17, I would put the over under for Pearsall games played at 13.
I mean, why wouldn't you look at it from the perspective of once he came back from the shooting, he played, never got hurt.
Right.
A good stretch of games, right? How many games did he play?
He ended up playing, I have it right here. He played 11
games.
In three of those games, I don't believe he was targeted.
Oh, but 11 straight games, right?
Right.
Yeah, with no injury. That's good. That's a good start. I hear what you're saying. And obviously this is like, I mean,
it's a wild
it's
hypothetical.
Completely out of control in terms of like, do you get hurt? But he played 11 straight games without getting hurt. He has gone through this offseason working out, we're told, with Brock Purdy a lot. No injury. Now OTAs are here. He's got a little tweak in the hammy. I get it. Frustrating, sure. But unless he misses August, I have high hopes. I have high hopes.
They have high hopes.
This is a first-round draft pick, and it's someone who, when he did get in there and get opportunities, I think some of you Niner fans might have been dialed out on the season by the time he really started to get going.
Well, the last three games.
Yeah, he was good.
Four catches for 37, eight for a 141 and a touchdown, six for 69 and a touchdown.
Yeah, but also just like the way the catches went. Like there was some real pop on the field at the end of the year with those three games you're talking about.
Yeah, it was the middle games when he returned where he went 0-0-0-1-1.
Yeah, sure. He wasn't being like
he played
he was
a lot, though.
He was working his way into the rotation. He was just, these were his first NFL games ever.
Yep.
But at the end of the year, I saw something. You also know we talked to Greg Cosell about him a lot.
Loves
Cosell
him.
Cosell thinks he is a dude. He thinks he's a dude. So I trust that man. I trust my eyes. We'll see how it goes. But that's my guy in the Niner passing game this year.
Yeah, 58.8 yards a game is all you have to get.
That's correct.
To average 1,000
yards.
Last year he did that three times of his 11 games.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
Cuckoosh.
Lock it up. Pearsall, over 999.5 yards for Mark Dillard.
It is.
And I don't know if those props don't come out this early, the individual season props.
I'm sure his prop will be below that.
Right, because only 24 prop. Human beings did it last year. It's really hard.
It's very hard. You have to be healthy.
Right, and even in this past happy era, the fewest games that somebody played that got to that 1,000-yard mark is 14. So all the other people played more than 14.
You have to be healthy. That's the
number one
thing.
Or just be bananas in the games you play.
Like how many yards did Justin Jefferson have last year?
He had 17. Oh, no, that was Jamar Chase had 1,708. Jefferson had 1,533.
He did?
Yep.
Even with he missed a bunch of time, didn't he?
No, I'm looking
at... Or am I thinking of the year before?
You're thinking of the year before.
Okay.
Last year he played in all 17. And, it's Devontae Adams. 14 games, 1,063.
Yeah.
He's the only one in this group. I apologize. Nico Collins, 12 games, 1,006.
Nico's unbelievable, man.
12 games.
That's a good, dude, that's a good young player. He's fantastic. Yeah, I really, really like him.
Kittle, McBride, and Brock Bowers. Bowers were your tight ends.
Those are
good. And you mentioned this earlier players. About the Opoy. Jaden Daniels, Offensive Player of the Year. He got every first place vote but one, Brock Bowers. He got the other one.
Yeah, Brock Bowers would,
I wonder if Vic Tafer voted for Brock.
Oh, next time he comes on, we'll ask him.
Yeah.
He's like, that guy's a clown. Anyway, more from Kyle Shanahan. This is what he said about the health of Christian McCaffrey.
Christian is pretty, he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, you know, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
Okay, is as healthy as he can be. And I referenced the quote that Vic Tafer got. George Kittle, I guess, said today out at OTAs, Christian is still really, really, really good at football. That's from George Kittle. So I don't want to get too excited until we see all of this stuff, but I sort of feel like McCaffrey's been out there as like this mystery all offseason. No one knows what to do with him. The way the Niners talk today, like, health is no longer really a concern. They want him to slow down. They like no reason to try to bite off too much here in the month of May or June. But I love that statement. Christian's as healthy as he can be. Fantastic.
And he should be.
That's big.
In the end of May. I mean, if you're not as healthy as you can be, we've got real problems.
Well, but wasn't that a question in your mind? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into...
The question is injury history and the fact that he had a PCL injury last year.
Right. But you go to Germany and you get injections. I think there were plenty of people who looked at Christian and went, I don't know if this is ever going to go away. And then he did play, and I saw something this week that was interesting. You know how they track the miles an hour now on running backs?
Right.
And they're like, for his three games that he played or whatever it was, he topped out at basically what was his lowest five games the year before. That's what he topped out at in the three games he did play last year. And then he got hurt again. And so people are looking at Christian and going, dude, just like always with a running back who's approaching 30, he hit a wall. I know plenty of people who think that about Christian, and who knows, they may still be right. But for the Niners to come out today and suggest that this is like as healthy as they could have hoped, that's huge news for this team.
It's big news. And I just think about his 3 years at Stanford where he was a touchaholic. He got all the touches all the time, and he's come in here, and he has been a guy who's led the league in touches twice, including the Shanahan Super Bowl year a couple of years ago, 339 total touches, and that's why I thought it was interesting you asked Vic about the usage, because he'll be 29 in June, and there's a lot of tread that's come off those tires. Can he still be good? Absolutely. But in that year, he was averaging 17 carries a game. And last year was just a bummer because he had the Achilles tendonitis and they couldn't block. So his numbers were way down.
Yeah, Tafer brought up the offensive line a few times in terms of that still being a huge question mark. And maybe it is. And there's going to be a lot of eyes more so than normal on that group to see how they perform this year. We also thought this comment was real interesting from Shanahan. And basically the question is, how does this now look different? Because for the first time in like 3 years, you are not dealing with any contract drama here as OTAs open. Listen to this answer.
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back. And I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are, and a lot of us have played a lot of football here, but we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them, and the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here, and it'd be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up, and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them. Which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day, and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't, and they all showed up, and they've all been working, and to me, that's something I really appreciate, and know I got the right guys.
Look, last year sucked, but now's when you get the actual dividends of going through a season like that, which is that the 49ers come back, and I think now we'll probably enjoy getting to be the hunter instead of the hunted. I think that will probably, especially with a young team, now that you got a lot of new young players that are going to have to play big roles, I think that that probably could work in their favor this year.
It should. And the fact that all the guys came in for these organized team activities, which are voluntary, that says a lot because, you know, you get into the mini camp. It's the mandatory mini camp, which is 2 days long. And that's where you probably have to go to guys and maybe do a little bit of cajoling if they're not going to be there. But yeah, you want everybody to be in. And heck, you had an extra 5 weeks in the off season, and you should be a little bit, I don't know if embarrassed is fair, but you should be motivated
totally.
Off of 6 and 11, every last one of them.
We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water, 888-957-9570. Still absolutely open to your calls. I'd love to talk for a second a little bit about how it felt last night to watch the Minnesota Timberwolves, who beat you in five, watch them go out in five, and what thought went through your mind as you watched that all happen. We can get into that coming up next.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Willard and Dibs. Do you know how many balls that is? Relax, Lucas. Grow up. It's a lot of balls.
Now, back to
Willard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, we do sports. You have to be able to say the word balls.
You could say footballs.
Do you know how many balls that is?
Pigskins.
Yeah, but nobody does that. Wide receivers cruising around talking to coach, like being like, dude, I need more footballs. It's a lot of balls.
No,
like I need more balls thrown my way.
I need more targets is what they say.
For sure.
I need more Quan. I'm the minister of Quan.
The ambassador of
Quan. Oh, that's
Quan.
Right. Sorry.
That's why you've heard the popularity of the term pause. A lot of athletes will say pause after they say something.
Well,
pause.
Trey Lance, balls.
That was my TJ Houshmandzadeh right there. Pause.
Victor Wembanyama balls.
Now that's a good one. How come you don't have any of me doing it? Because I'm more disciplined than that. Well, I don't think it's talking.
There's a lot of reasons. You can call it discipline. I call it unbridled. I'm not worried about it.
You're reckless.
I don't do this show worried about whether or not Grandy's going to get me. Grandy's going to get me. It's just going to happen.
Pretty sure you got yourself.
I'll keep shooting that stuff in my butt. Yeah, exactly.
Well, now that's just, I mean, what are we even doing? What were we even talking about?
I don't know. I think we were probably talking about Barry Bonds.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah, that's probably a steroid comment, it sounds like.
Could have been something to help Jimmy Butler get over his tailbone contusion and what you would have done.
Oh, you know what we could do that's stupid and fun on the way out the door?
Okay.
Can we do that thing where you do the that's a great question deal and we guess who the people are?
Should I just play the rejoin?
Yeah, play.
Do you want the OG one or the second
Let's
version?
Let's do the OG first.
Let's do the OG first.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The right. Game.
I got one, three, and five. There were five? One, two, three. I have a pen now. I know who number one and number five are for sure. Play it again, please.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
Oh, crap.
On 95.7 The Game.
I don't feel confident about two, three, or four at all. Can we do it as a team? You said you got number three.
I'm going to need a...
I'm going to play it one more time.
Hold on a second. Right. I need to... I'm going to put down a possibility for number two. And for it. Four's got me stumped. But go ahead,
Grandy. One more time.
All right, here we go.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
I no longer have number three.
I have no clue who two, three, and four are. We all know, I know you and I both know who one and five is.
Yeah, Doc Pandia.
One is Doc Pandia, and number five is Buster Olmen.
No doubt.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we got that.
I thought number two was Hunter Pence.
No.
But it's not. By the time we went through it three times, because I think he does a little, he's got a little crack to his voice.
Well, no, that's because his voice was gone because he had been at the Niner game.
We're from the Bay.
Yeah. You're doing for the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought.
Dude.
I thought three was the great Greg Cosell. But having heard it three times, I don't think that's right either.
I don't think that's Greg Cosell. See, I wanted to do this based off of the other one because I felt like I had a good line on those.
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly don't even know which ones two and three are. I know who number four is.
Well, we can't do this if you don't know. No one knows the answer.
I know one of either two or three is Javier Lopez. I have to listen to it again.
Oh.
And figure it out.
What's number four?
Number four is Rich Aurelia.
Oh, it's Aurelia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Play it again.
All right. Here we go.
Now back.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Three, two,
all right.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
Okay, I do
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing for two and three.
Jay Gruden, maybe?
Maybe.
I thought Kerr was one of them, but...
Okay, total flaw in our game here. This doesn't work if nobody knows the answers. Turn the page over and look at the answer key. Somebody.
It would take me a bit. I could figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Play the other one. How many of them are on that one?
I think five.
Well, let's find out. Here we go.
All right.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. So that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, so there's only four, and I think I'm sure on three of them. But did you notice that number one on this one is either number two or three on the previous one? It's the same guy. We just don't know who it is. Number one. Number one on that one is the same as number two on the first one.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Really? Number one in this one is obvious. It's Steve Kerr.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
Okay, then Steve Kerr is either two or three on the... Like, play it again.
This is the second one. Here
right,
we go.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
That's my favorite.
All right. I have for this this last one. I have. Do you have four?
I don't. Think, number four. I, I'm stuck on it because I know all four of them.
I think I know all four. I think I've got all four of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go, and let's make this a parlay. I lose if I get any of them right.
All right. Wrong. Yeah, wrong.
Steve Kerr. Dontrell Willis.
Yep.
Greg Cosell.
Yep.
And Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah! Filippone. Yeah! I forgot about that.
We would have accepted Filippone as well.
Filippone. Brandon Ayuk's going to the Steelers. No,
they're
he's not.
The 1 yard line, Mark. You don't always score from the one. I forgot that that was.
Yeah.
Andrew Filippone. It's a really good one. I thought you had more of them out there. Maybe you just haven't montaged them yet.
There's definitely more.
Well,
I'm looking
to have the Schlereth one where he freaking does the bait and switch on us. Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
That's a great.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I think it's going to be a really tight game.
I was so heartbroken. I was like, he's going to do it, and then he didn't do it.
I thought there also was a Tim Kirkchen from the past.
No,
and that's
man.
A great question, guys.
Great question.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Thank you.
That's a really good question.
That's Verducci. Okay. A bunch of them back here.
Right.
It would take me a while to go through all of these and then sort like look at them back right. compared to what's on the rejoin.
Yeah,
I could eventually figure it out, but
yeah,
I got no clue.
All right. I mean, the game's probably over then. The game's probably over.
Well, we can, you know, he'll do some research.
Yeah.
And he's going to play it again. He plays one of those every show.
Every day. Yeah, exactly. All right.
I don't want to make people like switch off this riveting program. But we need to have a sounder for an upset alert. Our beloved Valks.
Dude, the Valks are
winning.
Are they?
72-71 against the defending champion, Liberty. They came in 14.5-point dogs.
I'm ahead of you. It's 75-73, 3:08 to go.
Okay.
75-7.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
23, Valks!
Let's go, Valks!
Come on, Valks! They're going to cover. Definitely going to cover.
I mean, overtime could get ugly, but otherwise, I think it was 14 and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, did you say the Liberty, they're 4-0, and they're the defending champs, right?
No doubt.
Woo.
This would be a huge win. How could I listen? I can watch it. I know I can watch it on KPIX.
You can watch it on KPIX. Yeah.
How can I listen? I don't want to hear Mark Grandy in the 6 o'clock hour.
Neither do I.
How can I listen?
What? You could go over to the Odyssey app and the dedicated channel to the Golden State Valkyries. They've got their own channel. Odyssey app, search Valkyries. You'll see it right there.
Thank you.
Valkyries by 2, under 3 minutes left to go in this game. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it popping. Exciting.
What are you doing, Grandy, while the Valkyries come down the stretch?
I figured it out. Number two is Javier Lopez, and number 3 is Fitz.
Fitz?
Yeah.
Come on.
Play it one more time.
What?
All right, Javier Lopez is number 2.
Okay.
And Fitz is number 3. Here it is.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question. And that's a great question.
He's right. I disagree.
No, he's absolutely right. That is Fitz.
Bob definitely
Fitz
not Steve.
Who's number 4?
Number 4, we already established.
Rich Aurelio.
Okay, I forgot to write it down.
See, here is the original Fitz great question drop.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
He gave a double.
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
Yeah. Well, now listen to the rejoin. That's a great question.
I'm going to play the drop one more time.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
And then the rejoin.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
Absolute match.
Yeah.
Matchy.
I'm not hearing it, but I believe you. I'm proud of Grandy.
I figured it out.
You cleaned up your mess nicely in there, kid.
I ran into Rich Aurelio at the airport a couple weeks ago. Did I tell you about that? On the little shuttle to the back to the parking place. Rich and I outed him right there in front of everybody. I'm like, Richie!
Oh, my God. I ran into Mike Silver in the Vegas airport and at the end of my March Madness trip. And to say I was a little overexcited, he was a lot more tired than I was. Okay. I was probably 3/4 of the way into the bag.
He's like, top it down.
Well, I walked by and I looked and I go, Mike. And of course, his head snaps up.
Yeah.
It's Mike Silver.
It's big.
Who are you?
That's exciting.
The people in the airport.
All right. Here comes Grandy, everybody. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Go Valks. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I'm busy.
All right, fine. Grandy, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, Grandy's in. You're out. We'll see you next week. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.